Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Okay, it's 2511.
Okay.
0401.
Sorry, can you say those again?
2511.
Okay.
0401.
Okay.
0049. Okay. 7064.
Perfect. Just give me a second here to upload your file, and we can get the ball rolling here for you. Okay. Is this Royal Thai?
Yes.
And am I speaking to Sam?
Yes.
Perfect. And are you the 100% owner there, Sam?
Sorry?
Are you the 100% owner there?
Yes.
Okay, perfect, perfect. So I'm just going to confirm some quick information here on your file, and then I can kind of answer any questions that you may have. Can you just confirm the billing address there for the business?
777 East Foothill, San Luis Obispo, 93405.
Perfect. And as far as like a business classification, are you guys a partnership, C-Corp, S-Corp, LLC, proprietorship? Sole proprietor, okay. And I have down that you've been in business since 2001, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Longer than that?
Did you know what year exactly?
1998,
okay. And then as far as if we get disconnected, is the 805-544-9777 number the best number? Okay, perfect. So, you know, we have a lot of programs here. If you want to just kind of paint a picture of what you're looking to do, I can point you in the right direction.
Okay. Yeah, I got a pen and pencil.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. What kind of program do you have?
Oh, what was it you were looking to do there with the business? Was it on the capital equipment side? If you kind of just want to tell me what you were looking to do, I can kind of point you in the right direction there.
Probably expansion.
Okay. What kind of expansion there are you looking to do?
Probably we do remodeling a little bit and possibly another location.
Oh, wow. Okay. What kind of remodeling are you looking to do with the current place? Is it like new equipment? What kind of updates are you looking for?
I have new equipment and new furniture, stuff like that, and new...
Okay.
Yeah, mainly new equipment and new furniture.
Okay, new equipment and furniture. Is it just kind of... Say that again?
The new patio, too.
New patio? Okay. Okay. All right. As far as the equipment goes, what kind of equipment there were you looking to bring on?
Probably, basically, most of the new equipment in the kitchen, because we've been here quite a while, so we update.
Okay. It's about that time? Okay. Did you know, like, specifically, were there, like, fridges, stoves, ovens? What was it you guys were looking at?
Almost every one of them.
Okay. You're looking for almost a whole update there?
Yeah, mainly three refrigerator and one freezer, and probably the fire and the stove.
Okay. Fire, stove.
But it's still working, but it needs to be updated.
I see. Okay. And then you said furniture. Is this going to be like a lot of like tables and chairs, stuff like that?
And some of the decoration for the... Adios.
Okay. And then, was the new location something you were looking to launch here in the near future, or is this something down the road you were going to be working towards? Just kind of trying to get a time frame
down
there.
Down the road. Very close.
Okay, so I would say probably the remodeling is your biggest focus right now.
Yes, we want to do that first and then start with that later. Probably within 3 to 6 months.
Okay. That's definitely something we can visit as well. As far as the remodeling goes, did you have a ballpark figure of how much you were looking for or how much you'd need?
Probably around 70,000 maybe.
Around 70K?
Yeah.
Okay. And with the equipment here, the good news is we can look at equipment options. So if you're looking for like these kind of bigger like oven, fridge, fryers, have you gotten like quotes or invoices on all those types of equipment yet, or is that something you're still shopping around for?
Not yet. We're just shopping around first.
Okay. So we have two programs here. We have equipment financing and we have working capital. I think you're going to have opportunities in both there. As far as all this equipment goes, it's something that we can look at on the equipment if it's on the larger side there, just to make the financing a little bit more attractive there for you on the terms. But as far as like capital, was there going to be a lot of like marketing that you were going to be doing or operations that you were going to have to cover during all this expansion? I'm trying to get a feel there for what you were going to be using the capital for.
Well, basically almost all you mentioned, when you do this remodel, you probably slow down the sale a little bit.
But okay.
Probably some capital to fund it.
Okay.
Ballpark is maybe about 70 to maybe 80.
Okay. Okay. And when were you looking to bring this on? Was this something you needed as soon as possible? Okay. So, are you familiar with working capital, or have you taken a working capital loan out in the past? You have.
But I don't know yet. Yeah. How this work?
So, I'm sorry. Continue.
Okay. Go ahead. You go ahead.
I was just going to say it's basically an unsecured cash loan, and it's based mostly off of your top line revenue. Do you guys know what you did in sales there last year for the business?
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
It's an unsecured cash loan, so it's based mostly off of your top line revenue. Do you know what you guys did in sales last year for the business?
Around 300, not too big.
Around 300,000? Okay, and what are you guys looking to trend for this year? Are you guys up, down, around the same?
Yeah, probably a little bit up.
A little up, okay.
Yeah, probably about around 300.
Okay, so you're a little up there. I will say this, as far as capital, we're probably in, I would say, anywhere from the $20,000 to $40,000 range we could free up. But what we can do is, since the equipment and capital programs are separate, we can try getting some of those bigger equipment pieces that you're looking to purchase on the equipment side. That way you'll have more capital there freed up for you. How soon do you think you'd be able to kind of get some quotes or invoices there on like the fridge and freezer and fryer? Is that something you might be getting in the next few days? Are you still going to be shopping for a few more weeks?
Probably still shopping. But basically, what is your unsecured loan look like, and how do I pay you back, and what kind of interest rate you charge?
Yeah, so
that make it easy, simple, quick. You know, because what is the, how do we pay you back?
And yeah, so okay, so we have basically daily, weekly, and monthly payment structures for the working capital loans. The term lengths are going to be anywhere from 3 to 36 months. Typically, you're going to get in the 6 to 18 a month range as a first timer there. So they are a little bit short term, but it's mostly anywhere from 6 to 18 months usually is what you'll get in on the first time. And it's basically daily, weekly, or monthly payment structures there, depending on which programs you get approved for. On the equipment side, the equipment programs are all monthly payments. They're anywhere from 2 to 5 years, so they're a little bit longer, much lower rates attached to them. It's a much more attractive loan structure, I would say. That's why getting kind of some of the bigger items there on that side will help out the capital. But that's just going to be once you get...
Let's talk about the 18 months. How do we pay you back? For instance, if it's 50,000.
Say that again? I'm sorry.
If say 50,000 and 18 months, we'll pay you back.
Uh-huh. What about, what's your question?
Now, how do I pay you back?
So you would just... Yeah, so depending on what program you get approved for, it's either daily, weekly, or monthly. It'll just kind of depend on the structure of the program that you get approved for, and then you kind of can choose.
Let's see weekly. How much weekly you take it up from me, my bank account?
Yep, that's just going to depend on, there's basically three things that we'll look at. It's going to be a one-page app. It's going to be, did you guys file 2015 yet on your taxes? Okay, so then we would need that, and then it's 6 months of your most recent bank statements. Once we're able to look at that and kind of get a current health situation of the business, underwriters will give you a call with the terms.
After I send you, what is the most the interest rate you charge?
That's just going to kind of depend on the...
Okay, but if it's everything look good, all good, and then... What is between what rate to what rate?
I mean, yeah, rates go from anywhere from 0% to, you know, astronomical. It's really just going to depend on...
No, 0% how you make money. I don't want to waste my time. I know.
Oh, of course. I don't know anything about your business, which is why I'm saying I'm not going to throw you a number that I can't deliver on.
I'm not going to be by that kind of scenario, like people that your client, that you have a client paying, like what?
I mean, it's all over the board. It's really just going to depend on the term of the length of the term, how much you're looking to take out, the payback structure, kind of what your cash flow looks like. What do you guys do monthly there in sales? Are you guys very seasonal? Are you guys pretty consistent throughout the year? What is your guys' cash flow like?
I do a credit card, $20,000.
Okay, so yeah, merchant statements are going to help you out tremendously. How much do you guys do per month in... Per month?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a majority of your sales too, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. Have you guys ever done an MCA loan, where they take a percentage there of your credit card transactions per day? Have you ever done a loan?
Yeah, okay. How much you take it out from credit card if we go that route?
Yeah, you know, that depends on which programs. I think they're anywhere, I mean, I want to say probably anywhere from maybe 5 to 20% daily, just depending on how much and, you know, what everything looks like on paper. But those usually are a very attractive kind of loan for businesses that heavily rely on credit cards, just because if you have a good day, you're able to pay it. And if it's not such a busy day, you know, you're not paying as much. So it does vary based off of the performance there. Have you guys taken out a loan like that in the past? You did? How did that work out for you? Did you like it, or did you not like that structure?
They do okay. I'm finished with that.
Okay. That's definitely one of the structures there that we can look at. I want to get a feel for what you want. That way, when I sit down with my underwriters, I can work closely with what you're looking to do. The good news is if you're going for the equipment, we have programs there that are going to make that a much more attractive term length and rate factor on it. And then if you need the capital there for some expansion, it's something we can explore as well. Did you have a time frame of when you might be able to collect all the kind of invoices and quotes there on the big pieces of equipment?
Yeah, let me get all everything together and give you a call back, okay?
Okay, what's a good email there for you, Sam? That way you have all my information there for you.
SK6425@gmail.com.
SK 6425@gmail.com. Did I get that right? Perfect. I will get an email going right now. It'll summarize what we will need to get the approval process going, and it'll have all my contact information as well. And as soon as you're able to kind of gather all the quotes there on the equipment, what we'll do is I'll send you both the equipment and working capital applications. That way we can see what we can get you approved on both sides and see what kind of approvals we'll be working with.
All right, thank you so much.
No worries, Sam. We'll be in touch. I'll get this email going right now.